two topics: station keeping around halo orbit and high order sensitivity analysis of DAE using differential algebra. So without much further ado, I'll give the floor, or rather I should say, since he's not on the floor, but floating in the airspace, to Pierluigi.
Yes, okay. So my name is Pierluigi Di Nizza, and I am a PhD candidate here at Politecnico di Milano. Actually, I am like in a limbo between being a PhD candidate and a doctor here in Milan. It's a strange situation. And the title of this talk is Station Keeping Around Halo Orbit and High Order Sensitivity Analysis of DAEs Using Differential Algebra. So I merged together the two presentations I was supposed to give to the Toronto meeting. And so this will be a big presentation on two topics. These two topics are two applications of differential algebra: the station keeping around halo of spacecraft around halo orbits, and high-order sensitivity analysis of differential algebraic equations. And this work has been done in cooperation with Roberto Armellin, Professor Franco Benelizzadra, and Professor Brax. So please, next slide, Alex. So first, some words about the motivation of this work. Space trajectory and space system design is all. These uncertainties might affect the navigation system, which results in uncertain knowledge of the position and velocity of our spacecraft, or uncertainties might occur in modeling the dynamical environment, so which results in the possibility of having uncertain model parameters, for example. In any case, the main consequence is that the operating conditions of our system will generally differ from the nominal ones, and so we need to design suitable algorithms to estimate the effects of these uncertainties and to design control correction to compensate for possible errors. So we want to develop suitable algorithms to both analyze and manage uncertainties in space trajectory and space system design. In this talk, differential algebra is applied to get high-order expansion of the solution of two-point boundary value problems, which usually occur in spacecraft dynamics, around available nominal solutions. And differential algebra is also applied to expand the solution of differential algebraic equation with respect to uncertain parameters in the mathematical models. So keeping in mind this motivation, here is an outline of the presentation. We will have some brief notes about differential algebra, just one slide. Then we will see the application of differential algebra to obtain high order expansion of the flow of ordinary differential equations. Then we will apply this high order expansion of the flow of ordinary differential equation to get high order expansion of the solution of two-point boundary value problems. We will see two applications of this algorithm, in particular the Lambert problem and the station keeping of spacecraft around our orbits. Then we will skip to the second topic of this talk, that is the high order integration of differential algebraic equation. We will see that the algorithm relies on the reduction of the differential algebraic equation problem to an equivalent implicit ordinary differential equation problem. Then we will see how differential algebra can be applied to perform high-order integration of implicit ordinary differential equation. And we will apply this algorithm to the motion of a simple pendulum. Then we will generalize the algorithm to allow high-order integration and sensitivity analysis of differential algebraic equation. We will apply the algorithm to study the motion of a double-link manipulator. And then some conclusion and future works. Next slide, Alex, please. Okay, some notes about differential algebra. Differential algebra can be seen as an algebra of Taylor polynomials, which can be readily implemented in a computer environment. And differential algebra then enables the automatic computation of Taylor expansion of any function f of v variables up to an arbitrary order n in a computer environment. However, differential algebra differs from the standard of automatic differentiation tool because the analytic operation of differentiation and antiderivation can be introduced. Roughly speaking, a DA number can be seen as a Taylor model without the interval remainder bound, so a non-validated Taylor model. In the Taylor model, we have the polynomial P and the interval remainder bound. In the differential algebraic framework, we only have the polynomial part. And NDV indicates the differential algebraic framework, the DDA framework for Taylor polynomials of V variables up to the arbitrary order n. So NDV is the set of all Taylor polynomials of V variables up to the arbitrary order n. Okay, let's see a first application of differential algebra. It is the possibility of expanding the solution of ordinary differential equations with respect to the initial condition, so expanding the flow of ordinary differential equations. In order to show how to do that, let's consider a simple ODE initial value problem indicated in this slide. So we have an equation x dot equal to f of x with a real initial condition x0 at the beginning of the integration. So using a classical numerical integrators, in this case, we could obtain the final solution, real solution of this equation corresponding to the real initial condition x0. Now we can know that any integration scheme is anyway based on algebraic operation, which involves the evaluation of the function f at several integration points. Now, if we replace the real initial condition x0 with the corresponding number in the framework of differential algebra, and we carry out all the operations in the differential algebraic framework, the numerical integrator delivers, at each integration step, delivers the expansion of the solution at each integration time with respect to the initial condition. So we will have the Taylor expansion of the flow of the ordinary differential equation. In the slide, we report a simple case of an explicit Euler scheme. So we have xk plus 1 equal to xk plus f evaluated at xk times the step size. If we let's concentrate, for example, on the first step, so we have x1 equal to x0 plus f at x0 times h. If we substitute x0 with the corresponding number in differential algebra, we perform the evaluation of f in the differential algebraic framework and the remaining operations also, the first step will deliver the expansion of x1 as a Taylor expansion of x1 with respect to x0. And if we go further with the integration, we will have the final solution of the ordinary differential equation, the expansion of the final solution with respect to the initial condition. Can you change slide, Alex, please? Okay. So now, of course, the possibility of expanding the flow of ordinary differential equation can be immediately applied to perform high-order sensitivity analysis on the solution of ordinary differential equation. This has been exploited in this case to perform high-order sensitivity analysis on the position of the spacecraft with respect to uncertainties on the initial position and velocity. In particular, we considered a simple two-body problem. So we have a spacecraft moving on an elliptic orbit with eccentricity 0.5. The starting point is the pericenter of the orbit, that is the closest point to the sun. We use a Stomer-Velez integration scheme, which is an order 2 symplectic integration scheme, and we dealt with a fifth-order expansion of the flow over the ordinary differential equation, of the Fettes equation of the two-body problem. So at each integration time, we get the high-order, fifth-order Taylor expansion of the solution, so for example, of the position with respect to the initial position and velocity. So given an uncertainty box, so we consider an uncertainty box of size 0.01 astronomical unit at initial position. You can barely see this box. Actually, it's too small, but in any case, we consider that uncertainty box. And then we used the fifth order expansion of the flow of the ordinary differential equation to propagate this box, to see how the box evolves along the trajectory. And you can see here that the box stretches along the trajectory. In order to analyze the accuracy of this expansion, Alex, can you change slide? Thank you. Here is a detail of one of the box reported in the previous picture. In this case, so we have the box we obtained using the fifth order expansion in red. Then we considered a set of samples, random samples distributed within the initial box, initial uncertainty box, and we propagated each sample using the classical numerical integrator. And here is the result of the point integrations. And you can see the Taylor solution, so the Taylor enclosure of the set, the Taylor expansion accurately encloses the point propagation. Can you change slide, please, Alex? Okay, now let's see how the algorithm for the high-order expansion of the flow of the ordinary differential equation can be used to obtain high-order expansion of the solution of two-point boundary value problems with respect to the initial condition. We will show this by analyzing a particular case, a particular problem, space-related problems, which is the Lambert problem. So we have a spacecraft at an initial position at R1, we have a final position we want to reach S2, and we have a time of flight from R1 to R2. The Lambert problem is the problem of finding the initial velocity V1 the spacecraft must have to reach the final desired position, R2, in the given time of flight. Various algorithms exist to identify a nominal solution for this two-point boundary value problem, and these algorithms are based on expensive iterative procedures in general, so we have a mean to identify a nominal solution to this Lambert problem. Now we want to use differential algebra to identify an expansion of the solution of this two-point boundary value problem around the available nominal solution. Can you change the slide, Alex, please? Okay. So, we suppose we have a nominal solution of the problem, so we have a nominal initial velocity Vi bar to the Lambert problem. The steps of the algorithms are reported in the slide. First of all, we use differential algebra to expand the flow of the ordinary differential equation with respect to initial position and velocity. In this way, we obtain the displacement of the final position and the final velocity with respect to the nominal ones as a Taylor expansion of the displacement in the initial position and the initial velocity. Then, using this map, we build another map, which is indicated in the slide. In particular, the first three components of the maps will be the final position, the displacement of the final position of the spacecraft. The other three components, we concatenate to these three components the identity map for the initial position, so delta Ri equal to delta Ri. Then we invert this map to get the relation between the initial position, delta Ri, and the initial velocity, delta Vi, and the displacement of the final position, delta Rs, and the displacement on the initial position, delta Ri. So now, by imposing the constraint that the final position of the spacecraft must be the nominal one, so by imposing that displacement of the final position of the spacecraft with respect to the nominal one is equal to zero, the previous map delivers a Taylor expansion of the solution of the Lambert problem with respect to the initial condition, delta Ri. Can you change that? Thank you. So, how can we use this expansion? Suppose an error occurs in the initial position. So, we have that the initial position of the spacecraft is the nominal one plus delta Ri, which is the error. So, we can, given delta Ri, we can evaluate the previous map, which delivers the correction to be supplied to the nominal initial velocity, so which delivers delta Vi, to make the spacecraft reach the final desired nominal position Rf bar, after the given time of flight. The slide illustrates the performance of this algorithm on a test case. In particular, we consider an Earth-Mars transfer, Mars Express-like transfer. Mars Express is a European Space Agency mission which was launched in 2003. So we have the nominal transfer. Can you change slide, please, Alex? Now we suppose an error. Some uncertainty occurs in the initial position of our spacecraft, so we have an error box of size 0.1 astronomical units, which is a big error, actually. Then we use Then we use the algorithm to compute the correction to the nominal initial velocity of the spacecraft to reach Mars after the given time of flight. In particular, you can see here on the left the trajectories if no corrections are supplied to the nominal velocity, and on the right the same trajectory where we supply fifth order correction to the nominal initial velocity. As you can see, we obtain a good accuracy in the solution of the Lambert problem. Okay, thank you. Now, second application of the previous algorithm is the session keeping of spacecraft around halo orbits. Halo orbits are orbits defined in the framework of the circular restricted free body problem. So, first some words about the circular restricted free body problem. In particular, the dynamical framework of the restricted free body problem is made up by two masses, M1 and M2, which are called the primaries. In our case, they will be, for example, planets or celestial bodies, like, for example, Earth and the Moon. And we have a third mass, M3, which is our spacecraft, which has a negligible mass if compared to M1 and M2. So the motion of M3 is affected by M1 and M2, but the motion of M1 and M2 is not affected by M3. Moreover, we suppose M1, and in the circular restricted free body problem, we suppose that M1 and M2 move on circular orbits. In the framework of the circular restricted free body problem, we can identify 5 equilibrium points, which are called the Lagrangian points, and which are reported in the slide. So we have the 3 collinear Lagrangian points, L1, L2, and L3, which lie on the line connecting the two primaries. And then we have 2 further equilibrium points, L4 and L5. The outer orbit is a 3-dimensional periodic solution of the circular restricted three-body problem around L1, L2, and L3, so the collinear Lagrangian points. The figure at the bottom of the slide reports an example of the of an halo orbit around the great Lagrangian point L1 of the Earth-Moon system. In particular, this is a 2-dimensional projection on the XY plane. Can you change slide, please, Artemis? Okay. Now we want to perform station keeping of a spacecraft on an halo orbit around L1. In particular, given a nominal halo orbit the spacecraft must follow, the spacecraft is supposed to move on, the station keeping problem is the problem of designing the correction maneuver to compensate for the dynamical perturbation which usually acts on our spacecraft. So this problem, we formulated this problem, so the station keeping problem, in using the two-point pendulum problem formulation. So we suppose, given a displacement from the current nominal state, which is due to the action of dynamical perturbation, we want to cancel the error. We want to cancel the displacement after a given time. We used this formulation, and then we used the previous algorithm to identify the correction maneuvers. In particular, here is a reporting an example. We suppose we have a reference halo orbit here, reporting this slide, dotted line. So we suppose some uncertainty occurs on the position of the spacecraft at the intersection with the x of the trajectory, with respect at the intersection with the trajectory with the xz z plane, so the little segment, black segment in the picture. And then we use the previous algorithm to identify the correction maneuver, so to correct the velocity of our spacecraft, to cancel the displacement, to cancel the error after half the period of the halo orbit. In the figure you can see the trajectories corresponding to no correction, so the trajectory followed by the spacecraft with no corrections are supplied to the nominal initial velocity. Then we use the previous algorithm to identify first of the correction. Alex, can you change the slide? Thank you. Okay. As you can see, the situation is better than before, but still not accurate. Then we use, for example, third of the correction. You see that the situation is, again, better, but not accurate. And we went up to 10th of the correction. You can see that the 10th of the correction is quite accurate. So we can do station keeping around this halo orbit with 10th of the correction. Okay, let's skip now to the second topic of this talk, which is the higher-order integration and sensitivity analysis of differential algebraic equations. Can you change slide, Alex? Thank you. Okay, before describing the algorithm, we have to go back a little bit on differential algebra and introduce two concepts, which are the depth of the Taylor polynomial, so the VA number, and the concept of contracting operators. First of all, the depth of the Taylor polynomial. Given any element f of NDV, so given any VA number belonging to NDV, we define the depth of this DA number, so the depth of the Taylor polynomial, as the order of the first non-vanishing derivative of f if the Taylor polynomial, so if the DA number, is different from zero. The depth is instead equal to n plus 1 if the Taylor polynomial of f is equal to zero, up to order f. One of a consequence of the previous statement is that any function f with s non-vanishing zero order derivative, zero order term of the Taylor polynomial, so constant term of the Taylor polynomial, has a depth equal to zero. This is the concept of depth. Now let's introduce the concept of a contracting operator. Suppose we have an operator O which acts on the on a subset M of the DA framework MDV. This operator is said to be contracting of M if for any two numbers, two DA numbers, A and B, belonging to M, with A different from B, the depth of the difference between the application of the operator O on A at A minus the application of the operator O at B is greater than the depth of A minus B. The consequence is that after the application of the operator O, the derivatives in the DA numbers A and B, so the derivatives of the two Taylor polynomials A and B, agree to a higher order than before. Can you change slide, Alex? Thank you. So these two concepts are used in the fixed point theorem. The fixed point theorem states that suppose we have the operator O, and suppose the operator O is a contracting operator on the subset M of NDV, which maps M into M. Then O, the operator O, has a unique fixed point A belonging to M that satisfies the fixed point problem A equal to the operator O applied to A. Moreover, the sequence AK equals, defined as AK equal to the operator O applied to AK minus 1, starting from any element A0 belonging to M, converges to the solution, so the fixed point A, infinitely many steps, in particular in N plus 1 steps. Roughly speaking, we can say that suppose we have a fixed point problem A equal to H of A, and we have to solve this problem. We can bring the this problem into the differential algebraic framework MDV, so we can, for example, evaluate the operator H into the differential algebraic framework. If the operator H is contracting, we can then use the fixed point theorem to converge to a DA solution of the original fixed point problem, so a Taylor expansion of the solution of the original fixed point problem. This will be used in the next algorithms. Alex, thank you. Okay, as we stated at the beginning of the presentation, the algorithm for the integration of differential algebraic equations using differential algebra relies on the reduction of the differential algebraic equation problem to an equivalent implicit ordinary differential equation problem. In order to understand how to do that, let's consider the generalization of the first order ordinary differential equation problem reported in the slide. So we have differential equation x prime equal to f of t, x, and z, and we have an algebraic equation to this differential equation, so 0 equal to g of t, x, and z. So an implicit form of this equation can be easily obtained by concatenating x and z into the vector c. So we will have capital F of t, c, and c prime equal to 0, as indicated in this slide. However, if we now compute the Jacobian matrix with respect to the highest derivative in capital F, we can see that the Jacobian matrix is not regular. So the in this case, the regularity assumption of a general implicit ODE problem is not met in this case. So we can't use classical techniques to solve general implicit ODE problem in this case. Keeping in mind this formulation, we can state that the most general differential algebraic equation problem is can be stated as a collection of V function, F1, Fv. Each function will depend on T and the V variables plus the derivative of the V variables in general. So in this case we include both differential and algebraic equation. The most common approach to solve this differential algebraic equation problem is to differentiate this system until the equations can be picked up such that the Jacobian of the new system is regular, so we can use techniques to solve, we can solve actually the implicit of the differential equation problem, corresponding to the implicit differential equation problem. So in this way, the original differential algebraic equation problem is reduced to an equivalent implicit ordinary differential equation problem. Okay. Now we can see, we will illustrate how differential algebra can be used to integrate implicit ordinary differential equation problem. Without loss of generality, let's consider the first order implicit, or the high order expansion in time of the solution will be then used to update the solution at the next step. The algorithm for a single n-order integration step is reported in this slide. First of all, as usually performed in the integration of implicit ODE problem, we have to solve the implicit equation f, capital F of t0, x0, and x' equal to 0 for a consistent value of the derivative x', so to identify x0'. This can be done using classical implicit equation solvers like Newton-Benton-based solvers and similar solvers. We then rewrite the original problem we have in a derivative-free form. This can be done by substituting the variable xi to to x'. And we can see that the function capital F now depends on t. We substitute to x the function x0 plus the integral of the variable xi and then xi again. You can see here that we introduced the integral of the variable xi, but we know that the antiderivation, so the integral, so the antiderivation operator is readily available in differential algebraic framework. So we have this new function phi. We then substitute to the variable xi, the new variable zeta, which will be equal to xi minus x0', to obtain an origin preserving form of the function phi. So the new function xi will be origin preserving, which means that evaluating xi in zeta equal to 0 will return 0. Can you change slide, Alex? Thank you. Now we consider the Taylor expansion of xi around the point t0, 0. Since the function xi is origin preserving, we can say that the constant term of the expansion will be equal to 0. And so we have that xi, the Taylor expansion of xi, will be made up by the linear part in xi and t plus the nonlinear part in t and zeta. Everything must be equal to 0. Now we can manipulate this equation to obtain an equivalent fixed point formulation for zeta. So we can manipulate the equation to obtain a new formulation zeta equal to an operator h applied on zeta. The form of this new function is indicated, of course, in the slide. Using this operator h, we can now define a second ak of dA vector, so of Taylor polynomial, starting from the Taylor polynomial a0 equal to 0, and ak plus 1 equal to the operator h applied to ak. The following statement can be demonstrated. This, the operator h is a contracting operator in the differential algebraic framework, so it has a unit fixed point, so we can use the fixed point theorem to identify the fixed point. In particular, the fixed point an plus 1 is shown to be a DAU representative, so a Taylor expansion of the derivative of the solution of the implicit ordinary differential equation. Once we have a Taylor expansion of the derivative of the solution, we can of course use the antiderivation operator to obtain the Taylor expansion of the solution of the ordinary differential equation. Alan, thank you. We won't describe this, but in any case, the algorithm can be easily generalized to integrate higher-order problems, for example, to integrate second-order implicit ordinary differential initial value problem. Here is an example of the integration of a second-order implicit ODE initial value problem. We have the equation plus the initial condition for x and x', and we use the previous algorithm with a fixed step size of 1, so a big step size, and using also and computing 20th order Taylor expansion in time of the solution of the implicit ordinary differential equation. In the figure on the left, we compare the results obtained by Cauchy, so by means of the differential algebra, which are the dots in the slide, with the solution obtained by means of the MATLAB integrator for implicit ODE initial value problems. On the right, instead, we compare the step size in our case, so 1, with the step size selected by MATLAB to integrate the same equation. Alex, thank you. Perfect. Then we apply the same algorithm to integrate another simple problem, so the problem of the simple pendulum in the differential algebraic equation formulation. So we have the constraints. So we have the constraints on the position of the each a C1 and C2. Then we write. Then we see on the slide the extended Lagrangian. So we have the Lagrangian plus the Lagrange multipliers and the constraints. The virtual work of the external forces, in this case only the gravity. Then we use the Lagrange equation to derive the set of implicit ordinary differential equations indicated here in the slide. And also you have the values of the parameters we have used. Alex, thank you. Okay, so in particular we used a fixed step size of 0.1 seconds, and we, using the previous algorithm, we worked with 16th order Taylor expansion of the solution in time. The results are reported in the figures. You can clearly see the oscillating motion of the pendulum, and on the right you have the phase plot. But more importantly, the figures at the bottom of the slide report analyze the constraint satisfaction, so the satisfaction of the two constraints C1 and C2 in terms of the absolute values of C1 and C2. As you can see, we compare the results using an eighth order expansion of the solution with the results of the 12th order integration and the 16th order integration. You can see that using a 16th order integration, we can keep the value of the constraints below, let's say, of the order of 10 to minus 15 meters. Alex? Thank you. Okay, now let's see how the previous algorithm can be generalized to perform high-order sensitivity analysis on differential algebraic equations. In particular, the use of differential algebra allows to directly expand the solution of the equation, not only in time, but also in parameters appearing in the mathematical model. Without loss of generality, suppose we want to we have an implicit differential equation problem indicated in this slide, so capital F of T, X, X prime, and P, where we highlighted the dependence of the function capital F, so the equation, on the parameter P, and we want to perform an high-order sensitivity analysis of the solution of this equation with respect to the parameter P. A single step of the algorithm, the previous algorithm, can be easily modified to allow the expansion of the solution of this equation, not only in time, but also in the parameter P. The main difference is in the first step of the algorithm. So, in the previous case, we had to solve the equation capital F of T0, X0, and X prime equal to 0, and we could use classical implicit equation solvers like Newton method-based solvers. In this case, the implicit equation becomes parametric, so we have to solve a parametric implicit equation, and in this case, so the solution will be the function x0 prime of p. Suitable DA techniques are available to solve this parametric implicit equation. These techniques have been introduced by Roberto in the previous talk, so we use those techniques to identify the solution for this problem. The subsequent step, the generalization of the subsequent step is straightforward. It has just to be highlighted the dependence on the parameter P, on the uncertain parameter P. For example, here is the second step. We want to rewrite the original problem in the derivative 3-4. So this, we have to substitute X prime with the new variable Xi and introduce the antiderivation operator and so on. But you can see that we ally, in any case, the dependence. We keep track of the dependence of the various variables on the parameter P. At the end, we will add that the fixed point of the operator H in this case, so AN plus 1, is a Taylor expansion of the solution of the implicit ordinary differential equation with respect to time and the parameter P. Alex, thank you. So, of course, we can use the expansion in time and the parameter P to perform high-order sensitivity analysis on implicit ordinary differential equation. We apply this algorithm to the integration of the motion-controlled double-link manipulator in the differential algebraic equation formulation. So we have the same physical parameters and in the case of the simple pendulum. We suppose the motion on the horizontal plane. We suppose two torques, CA and CB, are acting on at two joints A and B in the figure. The shape of the two torques is fixed and illustrated in the slide. And then we suppose that a viscous friction acts at joints A and B with viscous friction coefficient CDA and CDB equal to 0.03 newton meter a second. Newton meter second, sorry. Okay, thank you, Alex. So we first integrated this nominal initial condition using the first high-order integrator we have introduced. The initial conditions are such that the double link manipulator is initially aligned with the x-axis. And then we integrated the corresponding Eplisser ordinary differential equations from time 0 to time 10 using a step size of 0.1 seconds and an integration order 10. You can see here the trajectories of the two edges B and C. Okay. Alex, thank you. Then we supposed, we introduced a 10% uncertainty on the value of CVA of the viscous friction coefficient CVA and CVB. So we can identify two uncertain intervals on the values of two viscous friction coefficients CVA and CVB. Then we built a uniform grid of 121 samples on the box identified by the previous two intervals, and we picked up each point and we integrated each point using a point integrators. So we performed 121 point integrations, and you can see the result dispersion at the on the final position of the two edges A and edges B and C. Then we represented the uncertain intervals on the CVA and CVB as additional DA variables, and we used the previous algorithm to perform an high-order sensitivity analysis, in particular in this case a 10th-order sensitivity analysis, with respect to the values of the two parameters, that is in this case CVA and CVB. In order to show the accuracy of this Taylor expansion, let's concentrate on the final position of each C. Alex, thank you. Alex, thank you. So in this picture you can see the 121 points corresponding to the 121 point integration and the DA enclosure obtained by means of the 10th order Taylor expansion of the solution of the differential algebraic equation with respect to the parameters CVA and CVB. And you can see that the DA enclosure accurately enclosed the 121 point deriving from the integration. The figures at the bottom of the slide analyze the error on the final position and velocity of the edge B at the end, of course, of the integration. You can see that the error in the position, the velocity, is of the order 10 up to minus 4 meter and meter per second, respectively, for the position and the velocity. So we have accurate result. Alex? Thank you. So we can skip to the conclusion and then also some future works. So we have shown how differential algebra can be used to design high-order correction maneuvers to compensate for dynamical perturbation, and we have done this by developing an algorithm to expand up to an arbitrary order the solution of a two-point multivariate problem. Then we have seen how differential algebra can be applied to perform high-order timing, to develop an high-order time integration scheme for differential algebraic equations. Moreover, the use of differential algebra allows to expand the solution of the differential algebraic equation not only in time but also in dynamical model parameters. So we can use the previous algorithm to both analyze uncertainty and errors and also manage the uncertainties and errors by designing correction maneuvers. About the future works pertaining the the high-order expansion of the solution of two point boundary value problems, we are going to apply the algorithm to different space-related problems. In particular, we are concentrating on space rendezvous maneuvers. And pertaining instead the algorithm for the integration of the differential algebraic equation, we'd like to better analyze the Taylor coefficients which represent the expansion of the solution in order to estimate the integration errors. These estimates can be used to design suitable laws to vary the step size and the order during the integration, so to get a variable order integrator. Moreover, the current version of the algorithm allows, let's say, is forced to expand the solution of the differential algebraic equation in time and parameters up to the same order, both for time and parameters. But in general, you need a higher order for time and a lower order for parameters. So we'd like to generalize these algorithms in order to allow different expansion orders in time and parameters. Thank you. This concludes my presentation.
You mentioned he's in some kind of limbo state. Well, in Italy, one has to hand in the dissertation way before the actual defense. His defense will happen June 11th, and from all I can say, he is well prepared for it. So, what questions are there?
Can you hear
us? Yes.
Okay. Just making sure.
So Natalie asks, so there were corrections made in high order every half orbit, and
yes.
So why high order every half orbit instead of low order and more frequently?
That's a fair question. Actually, this was just to illustrate how the algorithms work, but actually you can change the order, and also you can change the frequency of the correction maneuvers. There's no reason, we are not forced to select necessarily the half period frequency, you know? Can you understand?
Yeah. Natalie's okay. Nodding, you cannot see that, but I relay that she's smiling and nodding, so I think it's okay.
Okay,
there was one more question I could see, yeah?
You compare the integrator to one that's built into MATLAB, for example. Could you say what were the advantages between accuracy or runtime?
Okay, also a question came up, so you made a comparison to an integrator that is built into MATLAB, for the implicit ODEs, and so the question was, how did they perform as far as accuracy and runtime are concerned?
Okay. Pertaining to runtime, COSI is faster than, differential algebra is faster than the MATLAB integration, but in any case, that was just to show that the solution is, the true solution, of course, of the equation. I mean, but just comparing the solution of COSI with the solution of MATLAB, but we did not perform an analysis of the accuracy of the solution, actually.
So any differences may be either to COSI or to MATLAB or to both?
Yeah. That was just to show that the solution is correct, let's say, relying on the correctness of MATLAB.
Okay. What other questions are there? John, you look like you may have a question, but you're not raising your hand.
No, I'm just trying to get into
okay.
Lot of overlap with
the TAETS
technology, but also the sensitivity stuff is very interesting. We don't do that yet.
In fact, Yeah, so John Price, I'm not sure if you have ever met him in person, but anyway, he just commented so about the overlap to the talk he just presented before yours, which unfortunately you couldn't see because it would have been interesting for you. He gave a talk on a DAE solver also based on Taylor method, using slightly different technology of what you were doing, but anyway. And so he expressed an interest of maybe, you know, comparing and possibly understanding what everybody, you know, what the two tools are doing. And then I guess also maybe related to the sensitivity analysis aspect of it. I hope I got that correct. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, so it was a comment and a question.
Okay, thanks.
Oh, yeah, so this engineering problem with the double joint, Kyoko was asking, does that have anything to do with space engineering, or is this just like a textbook toy problem?
Okay. No, we have something related to the double implementation. For example, you can think about the robotic arm in the space station, something like that. It's, let's say, see a very simple model for it is a double link manipulator. But of course, in this case, for this presentation, we use a very simple problem, which is just a double pendulum. It's not that difficult. But in any case, a possible application can be seen as a robotic arm in the space station or something like that.
Okay.
So you can study the position of the manipulator, the final edge, and the dispersion resulting from uncertain viscous friction coefficients, for example.
Other questions? Johnny is looking at me, but okay. Okay. Well, then we thank Pierluigi again for his presentation live from Milano.
Thank you.
Send our greetings, and we will head to lunch while you will head out to dinner. We will enjoy our food. Thank you, Pierluigi, and thank you, Milano.
Thank you to all of you. Bye.
Bye.
So. Okay. So we'll begin again at 2 o'clock. Actually, right?
Yeah.
Question about remotes. I have, I think, an iPod remote. Do you know if it's the same remote that works for the...
I have never seen the iPod remote.
So here
I only know the ones that are on the cable. If it's wired, it only works.
This is that. That should make everywhere.
No, this
the Mac remote.
Yeah, no, that's the Mac remote.
Oh,
I'm pretty sure.
So I don't have the batteries.
I set mine up to only listen to my remote. But I can. You know me. No, there you go. Push the hit menu.
Where's menu? That's on one. But maybe the batteries. I haven't used it in months. So I have to check.
Oh, it did something?
Oh, yeah, it does something. I just have. Oh, so I'm pushing buttons at random.
And now you can move up and down.
Oh, terrific. I could use this in my
presentation. Well, tell you in German what you can do. But.
Oh, it's all right. Good, thanks.
Music.
I'm okay.
All right.
Let's see what your taste is.
Okay.
All right, go ahead.
You have to
check. I'm not sure. I never got into this remote thing. That's something I actually have to look into. There are programs you have to.